one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're talking about just like West Coast in general. Like
No,
BC.
We're talking no. Sorry, you're disqualified. We're not talking about
even like Victoria bands, like Hillsboro.
Yeah, I have to check them out. I don't know about Hillsboro. Yeah, that's a town in North Carolina, of course.
Yeah,
but North Carolina is hot these days. It's a like, do you think of Asheville and stuff, and it's like a pretty big deal. Like, well, MJ Lunderman, your band Wednesday. Oh, yeah. There's other stuff I played. That's I played. What did I play? Oh man, if I don't stop talking, I'm not gonna have time to play the song from Asheville that I want to play.
Yeah.
Don't worry. It's not from MJ Lunderman. Anyway,
more worthy causes.
Worthy causes being cjsf.ca/donate.
Yeah,
and 778-782-2573 cjsffundrive.ca. Yeah. Any of those will do. Coming up, I'm musical trends this year. Some of the things I found happening in music more. That last song was an example. That is what I call metro wave, which is like, it's like dark wave, but a bit more fun, a bit croonier, like dance punk from, like elements of dance punk from the aughts, like early aughts. And there's been a lot of that this year. I've played like 5 or 6 songs of that at least. I was going to put up a bunch of videos on the Facebook page, like that exemplify like the best of this emerging style. I should have done that. But I didn't. That was Non-Users. That was the final song of that set. That's a great example of that. And that's a great song. It's probably my favorite Vancouver song this year. And then in the middle was Lunar Girl. That was off the last episode, 118. That's a really cool song, man. That is a really, really cool song. So I'm going to get back into it with the other musical trends of the year. I'm going to skip a song, Chris, because I really want to play the Secret Boyfriend song at the end. That's the Asheville artist.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm taking over, right? Taking over my program here. cjsf.ca/donate, 778-782-2573. Experience the joy of giving. Feel how good it feels to give to your favorite little radio station. And I'm going to get back to music. This is, the trend of nylon string guitars that has emerged.
it feels profound. I wish I could slow it down, but I slip through the clouds when the sun.
Live from the basement of the Sub, high atop Burnaby Mountain. This is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, high atop Burnaby Mountain in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. I screwed that up. But anyway, there are many, many more to come. I will try to do my ID later. Welcome back to Fun Drive 2024 here on here at CGSF. We're looking for donations, cgsf.ca/donate, 778-782-2573. And boy, that was a couple songs there, recent musical trends. First song was an example of songs with nylon string guitar, which have been hot for like 2 months. That was Moon Diagrams, I think that was the drummer. That's actually the drummer from Deer Hunter. I don't like Deer Hunter's okay, right? It's like, anyway, they're okay, but like, that's a great song. And people I've played that, people have been around when I've had that song playing, been like, whoa, this is a good song. So it seems to have appeal. I like that song. And then the other trend was earlier this year was dudes singing ballads. And that was Daisies off of Lazy, and that was Make It to Midnight, and that is the top shelf ballad of the year. What a great song. Holy crap. Anyway, if you love good music, please donate to the station. There's so many great shows on this station, Chris, that play great music. I like Blood Crusade. We got Noise Carpet still. Chris, sure. What are your shows, buddy, besides this one?
Oh, man. I'm pretty into Slumber Party.
He likes the Slumber Party. They talk a lot, right? It's funny, though, what they talk about. I've heard them.
I think they have pretty good taste, too.
Yeah, I guess I've heard them talk more. I've heard, like, I think of like maybe like 25, 30 minutes of that show. It's engaging. It's what you want to hear. Like, that's the stuff you find here on CJSF. Keeps you... Yeah, it's always good stuff on here. So CJSF, basically, the station itself, we do get money. We have a source of income, but it hasn't really changed in like 15 years. Like, basically, it's been fairly static, the amount of money that gets endowed upon the station each year to deal with its operating budget.
Yeah.
The station itself, it has, I guess, four staff, two of them full-time, or I guess Magnus is full-time. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Everybody's full-time.
Four staff, pretty much.
Four staff, pretty much. And And yeah, it's not obviously not a huge operation. We just have a little, like, how many square feet is this? It's probably like 900 square foot space down here. It's a nice, they've really moved, it's a nice, nice space. I like the old one, but I'm getting used to the new one, and it's not so bad. And it's, I shouldn't, oh my, anyway, it's great. It's a beautiful space. And, but yeah, we have other, and it costs, $675 a day just to keep the station going. And yeah, I guess you guys haven't had raises in a while. Like, we could probably pay you guys a bit more money around here, I think. And also costs of just generally costs have gone up, like just costs for materials, costs for...
Yeah, there's also a pretty major cost coming up, too.
We do have a huge cost. Chris, of course, is alluding to the transmission tower. This was an issue something last year, but we're getting really close to the finish line on, right? Is that correct?
Yes, that is my understanding.
Okay, you were saying that we are through the approvals process with the city of Burnaby. Like they got the variance to build it on somewhere else. Like in it's on campus, but a different building. As far as I know, I was listening to last year's one earlier today. Yeah, we didn't have answers last year.
That's my understanding of the situation too. Yeah.
And now it's in a negotiation phase where they're just between SFU and the station just to figure out who's going to pay for what. And I think it's in SFU's interest to have the station here. It's a great resource for the school, and it's just really cool to have a radio station that has a lot of reach and has a lot of great programming. So please give to the station. It will bring you joy. It will absolutely bring you joy. Just how freeing it is to give and remove those old outworn money blocks. So please give to the station 778-782-2573 cjsf.ca/donate. CJSF fundrive.ca. But yeah, if you're a long-time listener to the station, you're a fan of the show, you like the work that we do, we got a very, very large expense coming up. And we could use some help with that. Right now, we get back to the music before too long. And I'm going to play some rock tunes. Not a lot of people make rock music anymore, Chris.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they still do, but I mean, it's not like the deluge of the old days, when people were in bands and stuff.
And people, I mean, it's not the only thing.
Which is good. It's healthy, but it just, I'm really encouraged that people are still making really good sounding rock tunes, and just better than ever. It's always better than your music. It's always the best. So here's a couple of really, really good rock tunes from this year. Live from the basement of the Sub, high top, Burnaby Mountain. This is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is a campus community radio of Simon Fraser University. Broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back. That's just a couple of nice rock tunes there. That was Biff with three Fs. With Baby Tapes Gone, and then Office Dog from New Zealand. New Zealand, I don't know. I can't. Can you do a New Zealand accent, Chris? It sounds. It's a lot. It's like Australian, but different. And sometimes I can almost channel an Australian accent, but it just sounds like upstate New York. Really, I can do that. I can do a good Kermit the Frog. I've discovered. I've always been able to, but just I didn't make the connection that it actually sounds like that.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, no, it's in me for sure. It is Fun Drive. 778-782-2573. CJSF.ca/donate. CJSF funds. Yeah, CJSFFunDrive.ca. There's two websites tonight. Chris is still here.
I am. Yeah.
How do you like the music? Is it okay? Okay.
Good music, Dad.
Good music. Yeah. Chris is pleased. So the good music good tonight. I needed that stamp of approval. I just want to talk about my show for a bit and why you should donate because of it. I gotta tell you, I put a lot of work into the show, Chris. I did the math. I do 10 episodes of all brand new, like basically of brand new music. I do 10 of those a year, and they're really hard work, and I go through tons and tons and tons of music. I got my 8 sources, I got my Blaylocks, I got my Burkhart, I got my CJSF playlist, I got CITR charts, I got Earshot 50, Earshot Distro, UC Berkeley, their charts.
Oh yeah,
I'm trying to remember all of them.
Big part of it.
Yeah, it's well, those charts have settled in. Like I've had them this year. I've settled in with their charts. Like I think I'm still gonna do a Berkeley show because I think it's gonna be different stuff. I think they're gonna have different things that they suggest as opposed to what's actually charting at the station. And I like the stuff I get there. Those are like reissues and stuff. I found some really cool reissues from those guys this year, and like good Bay Area stuff. Like, Zoom Audio is the label there. I've played some really cool stuff from them. A lot of neat compilations. Like, I wish you heard that song. It's called Dead Family Dog. It's on a compilation from Seattle. It has versing on it. That's a good song. That didn't even make the cut tonight. Like this show. Like the quality is higher than ever, and I'm putting a lot of work into this. And if it's something, boy, I sound desperate, but we're not. We've made our money. We've made our money here. We're good. But we're asking for more. We're asking for help. Thank you, Chris. Get me back on track. But like, we're asking for help for the station. And if this is the show you listen to,
and also to bring you joy.
it will bring you joy giving, because you'll feel like you're more part of it, I guess.
Absolutely.
Well, and also you're gonna feel, you're gonna feel just basically the joy that gives you, and the joy that gives me making these shows, which is it's an act of giving, I suppose. Everything I put towards this. But I do what I can to go through all of the music to come up with the best stuff and make the best shows. So, goodness, I love making this show. I really do. It's a lot of fun. I love being part of this station and part of this community. And, that's why I donate to the station, Chris. Anyway, I thought this was going to be a better segment. I got more music coming up. And I think we'll wrap things up in a bit. But, yeah, I'm running out of steam. It's like an hour and a half in, But, please give. I'm falling asleep here. I need to make that phone ring, 778-782-2573. CJSF.ca/donate. CJSF.
Fun Drive.
Fundrive.ca. I got some great pop tunes coming up. I think from here, it's super strong stuff from here. I'm going to play, more pop tunes. And I'm going to get it together. I'm going to do a better segment. Next one's going to be better. So stick around for that.